The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and it is in everyone's best interests to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional. The opinions expressed herein are not meant to provide specific investment advice or serve as a prediction for future stock market performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Securities and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities Corp., member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Wolf Financial Advisory, St. Joseph Public Schools Foundation, and USA Financial Securities Corp. are not affiliated entities.
Wolf Financial Advisory, when it's important to you, it's important to us.
This is the Wolf Financial Podcast. Here's your host, Rob Wolf.
Good day, everyone. Rob Wolf here with the Wolf Financial Podcast. And today I'm excited to bring Sue Riebland of the St. Joseph Public Schools Foundation. She is the executive director of that organization. And we're going to be talking about the impact that they're having right here in St. Joseph, Michigan. Welcome, Sue.
Thank you so much for having me, Rob.
Absolutely. So why don't you just give us a little history of the foundation, about when it started and what your overall vision and mission is?
Sure. Well, the foundation started back in 1996, so it's been around longer than most people would think. And it was really one of the first foundations in the state to start for a K-12 district. It was started because school funding was taking a hit at the state level, and so districts needed to look at other ways to fund really important projects. So that's when it started, and I've been with the organization for 10 years now. Love what I do. Our mission is really simple. It's just to raise, steward, and distribute resources to enrich the education of students in our district. And so it's a very simple mission statement, but that's exactly what we're focused on, is our St. Joe Public Schools students.
So ever since 1996 forward, we've been raising money to support our schools. So can you share with me a little bit about some of the projects that were addressed in 2023 and the impact that those had?
Yeah, sure. So we're just coming off a record year in terms of revenue to the foundation, thanks to our really generous donors in the community and elsewhere, as well as the number and dollar amount of projects that we funded for the district. So the foundation works on a fiscal year. So in 23, that takes us back to the second half of the school year last year. But some of the highlights were we were able to do a new state-of-the-art weight room at the high school. And you might ask yourself, where does that fit in with the academic booster club picture that we talk about frequently? And it really does. We have all of our students who are in a phys ed class at the high school using that facility, as well as our athletic teams. And we're starting a girls lifting program, and we're really excited about it. So we hope when the weather clears to have a community event where we can have the community come in and take a look at it. Another one that we funded just this fall was, and I hope I say this correctly, it's an Anna Tomaj table. So that is a 3D dissection table, virtual reality. And Rob, you have to see it to believe it. We also would like to bring the public in to see it. But that was a grant written by Jamie Hall. She's our CTE athletic training teacher. She saw it at a conference. It is mostly seen in med schools. University of Michigan has one. There aren't very many high schools in the country that have one, but she wrote a grant for it. We thoroughly vetted it. We loved what we saw and the implications it had for our kids. And so that was delivered in October this past fall. The kids are using it. I've sat in on a session and they are amazed. And it's really, really cool. You're looking at muscles and skeletal systems and all different kinds of injuries can be simulated on this thing. And the kids are learning so much. It's absolutely amazing.
And this is in a physical science classroom?
Right. It's in her classroom, actually, is in our field house. If you're familiar with our walking track, it's off of that walking track. It's on wheels. And the table can go vertical. It can lay down flat. Students can gather around it. You can look at different, bring up different injuries. This happens to be the athletic training class that is primarily using it. But we see implications for our biology classes, dissection, exercises, all kinds of things. Our physics teachers are kind of waiting to get their hands on it. So we're really excited about it.
I think St. Joe Public Schools has been ahead of the curve for decades when you think of the Upton Middle School having a planetarium.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were known for a long time as a technology school. Certainly so many districts in our area and elsewhere throughout the state have excellent technology programs, but it's something that we continue to look at and try to improve.
So looking forward into 2024, what are some of the exciting projects on the docket that the foundation's hoping to fund?
Well, that's an interesting question. The way our projects work is all through grants. And so we work with the administrators and the teachers to fill out grant applications, which are then thoroughly vetted. So we often don't know what's coming our way. And the next grant cycle is in March. We do a special fund request. Those are district-wide initiatives, a lot of professional development, things like that. Those grant cycles we'll get, I think the last one we had over $500,000 worth of requests. We would love to grant all of them. We try to do as many as we can, but they are thoroughly vetted. They have to meet our criteria. We look at student impact. We look at, does it fit in with the district strategic plan? And we go from there. So I'm excited as anybody is to see what's coming up the pike. But we do work with Jenny Fee, our superintendent, and her staff to look at big projects that will be coming down the road. That helps us budgeting wise.
So this is a unique foundation for a public school. Other public schools may have something similar, but seems like the St. Joe Public Schools Foundations had very good track record and success story. What do you attribute that to?
Well, there's a lot of great K-12 education foundations throughout the state of Michigan. I belong to the Michigan Education Foundation, and we all work really closely together and serve as support to each other in our roles. But I think that the success of the St. Joe Public Schools Foundation is due to a couple things. Firstly, I think our donors can feel really, really good about where every dollar goes. Our projects are so thoroughly vetted. We have so many different people at the table that are looking at those grant requests that come in. We have professionals in the community. We have educators. We have admin team. If a request comes in that's technology related, we bring in our IT director to make sure that what this person's asking for could work with the system that we're in. So we go through a lot before we award a grant. And I think the donors realize that.
So the vast majority of your money that comes in on an annual basis is either personal donations or grant money.
It's actually mostly personal and corporate donations. We write for very few grants ourselves, although we have been so fortunate to work with the Frederick S. Upton Foundation. We did a literacy grant with them recently, and so we're blessed that way to get those grant dollars. Usually that's locally, though.
So vast majority of the money is coming from individuals, corporations. So on an individual side, if somebody wants to donate to the foundation, I know you guys do special events throughout the year. I think there was one called the No Show Ball or something like that. Yeah. What was that all about?
Well, you know, in the spring, we do something called a No Show Ball, which, to be very honest, is just, it's a mailing. And it started over 10 years ago before I even arrived at the foundation. But I think the reason it resonates with people is that our school families, alumni, everybody's so busy. And so while a lot of foundations might do galas and things like that, we have just found that our folks are too busy. And so we just call it the no-show ball. So we just say, hey, stay home. Don't buy a tux. Don't hire a babysitter. Just stay home and send us a check. And then we do really well with that. In addition to that, we have done some events. You may have heard of Encore. In fact, I really appreciated Wolf Advisory Services sponsorship of that event. But that was an alumni variety show we did 4 years. It was the brainchild of Dennis Bowen, our beloved choral director, who was with the district from the 60s on. Dennis passed away last year. But that was an alumni variety show that brought back 200 alumni. on their own time, their own dime, to come back and perform on their high school stage one last time. Really, really special. And so we did pretty well with that. It was a major show. Recently, you may have heard of our Steinway DLB project. We had an idea, and we felt that Dennis's kids, as we called them, who were the students that performed in Encore, weren't quite done with Encore, even though Dennis had passed away. So we were trying to think of ideas of how we could honor him and his legacy at the district. So we were talking about scholarships and all different kinds of things. And we were in a meeting one day, and Bill Marone, who's our former president of the foundation, just turned to me and he said, "What if we got a new concert grand piano at the high school?" And instantly, and Bob Ehrenberg was at the meeting too, and we just got goosebumps and we said, "That's the project." So we started looking into it. Well, a concert grand piano is well over $100,000. It's closer to $200,000, actually.
Inflation.
So, yeah. And so we started looking at, you know, could we do this? Would we do this? And then we had someone come in and do a inventory of all the pianos in the district. Well, we found out that the average age was of those pianos was 1956. So we said, well, we can't stop at one. We got to replace them all. So I'm really happy to report that we've raised about $263,000 for that project. They've all been replaced. And you will hear soon, we're trying to plan a dedication concert for this new amazing Steinway Grand. It's a Model D. It's the best you can buy. And so that'll probably be in March, and it's going to be really special.
That is amazing. You know, there's a lot of school systems that can't have these special music programs, art programs, because they just don't have the funding for it. And so for us to be able to continue that legacy at St. Joe, not only having the programs, but providing the very best.
Yeah, we love the arts at the foundation. We think it's so important. Our orchestra is amazing. They've performed at Carnegie Hall. They've got a trip to Spain planned. And so we just we can see where our dollars are kind of helping in that area. We've also hired a new band director in the last few years, Josh Doe. He's fantastic what he's doing with that program. And we've been able to fund some instruments and things like that that really elevate the sound of the band, especially a brand new drum line. We all were educated by Josh on how when you start with revamping a band, you got to have a solid drum line, and that those drums sound so good. So we learned a lot about it, and we were happy to fund that for him.
Well, as a distinguished alumni myself, although I found out that I am not so distinguished that I'm not on the Alumni Hall of Fame, but I'm working on my candidacy for that.
I think you need to, I mentioned to you, I don't believe you've ever been nominated. So we got to work on somebody to get a nomination
for
you.
So Sue's
going
to send me a nomination form for myself. I'm nominating myself.
You wouldn't be the first. It would be okay.
But you know what? What a great program. What a great resource. You, the board of directors, raising this money to make sure our school system, St. Joseph Public School System, is the very finest that it can be. And is there any other things that you would like to share with the audience about what's going on with the foundation?
You know, just our work is ongoing. Our board, we have 17 board members. We are very much a working board. And I appreciate them so much because they're all very, very passionate. We're all St. Joe Bear geeks. This is what we love to do. And so we keep going. And, you know, we always tell people if somebody in the community has a project or sees something at another district that they think would be something that would be an advantage to our students and our teachers, tell us about it, because we're happy to go out and look at things. And we're just always looking for new opportunities to really increase our educational program here. We're super proud of it, but we can't just sit on our laurels. We have to keep moving forward. So
the projects include infrastructure projects, equipment, musical, teacher continuing education programs?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of professional development, and we're really happy to offer that to our teachers. You know, as far as the infrastructure projects, that's always a good question for foundations. But a really great example of that is our Edward J. Todd Innovation Center. It's a separate building that was funded by Ed Todd, who since passed away, but Ed was 54 grad from St. Joe. He was on the 1953 state championship basketball team, but he loved St. Joe with all his heart, loved our kids. And he was just somebody who came forward and said, how can I help? And he kind of got interested in our renowned robotics program, Team 3620, the Average Joes. They kind of have a following across the nation. They're really great kids. And so that's how that project came about. We built a building to house, just as the basketball team practices and works out in the gym, our robotics teams practice and work out in the innovation center.
So Sue, if somebody just wants to donate some money, how's the best way for them to go about doing so?
Yeah, so there's two ways, really simple. You can either just write a check and send it to us. We're at 2580 South Cleveland Avenue in St. Joe, or you can go on our website, sjpsfoundation.org. And I've got donate buttons all over the website, and you can just do an online donation using a credit card.
And for those of you that frequently visit the Wolf Financial Advisory website, it's under our resource tab. There'll be a charity of the month, and you could scroll down to the St. Joe Foundation there and click there to go directly to the webpage and donate as well. So Sue, thank you so much for your time and for what you're doing for our local school system, for our children, and just for the legacy of what St. Joe Schools is all about. We appreciate your time. This is Rob Wolf with the Wolf Financial Podcast. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Wolf Financial Podcast. For additional information about our firm, please visit our website, wolfadvisoryservices.com.
Wolf Financial Advisory.